Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. What is the Church of Christ? It's time to get back to the basics and fundamentals, stirring up in our minds by way of remembrance. The knowledge of and respect for the basic foundational teaching is what keeps us on track. Now, when we talk about the Church of Christ, we're not talking about a denomination. If a church is a denomination, it's not the Church of Christ. If it is a Church of Christ, it is not a denomination. The reason that we can be so sure of this is because the Bible tells us about the Church of Christ, but there's not a word of authorization anywhere in the Scripture for any denomination of the past, present, or future. We regret very much to have to recognize another fact of life. If we want to know what is the Church of Christ, we'll have to look elsewhere than at some churches that call themselves Churches of Christ. You can find just about anything and everything among many so-called Churches of Christ today. And that's not a compliment. That's a criticism. The word church appears 110 times in the New Testament, translated from a word that means the called out. Now, this immediately gives us some concept of the church. It refers to people who have been called out of darkness of sin by the gospel and into a saved relationship with God in Christ. And the church is properly called the Church of Christ because of its relationship to Christ. Dear friend, when we study from Ephesians chapter 5, we learn how that the church belongs to Christ. And He's the head of the church, and He's the Savior of the church. We observe Him as the head and the Savior, and the church is subject unto Him. He loves it. He gave Himself up for it. He sanctified it. He cleansed it. He nourishes and cherishes it. Little wonder it is referred to as the Church of Christ. The Apostle Paul so identified it in Romans 16 and verse 16. Furthermore, He is the founder and the builder of it, Matthew chapter 16. The foundation of it, 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 11. He purchased it with His own blood, Acts 20. He called it My Church in Acts 16, 18. And those who are members of it are people purified by Him and His blood, indeed a peculiar people, Titus 2 and verse 14. Now, there are other scriptural terms that are used to identify the church, which you read in the Bible, such as the Church of God, it's the Kingdom of God, it's the Body of Christ, it's the House of God or the Family of God. And seeing that these are designations of inspired writ, we ask, by what right and authorization do men attach names not found in Scripture for the church to which they call the church? What right do men have to place a name on something they claim belongs to Christ, but they leave the name of Christ out of it? This is one of the reasons that those who are true to the Bible can have no attachments to denominations. We can't do that and speak as the oracles of God, as 1 Peter 4 and 11 teaches us to do. The church is that institution that was prophesied to come by the prophets of old. Yes, the church is an institution. And we give no place for a moment to those who like to ridicule the idea that the church is an institution. Some say it's not an organization, but an organism. Why, that's like saying a man is not a human, but a person. Why, he's both. The church is organized. The church has been instituted, and the church is an organism because it's the body of Christ. Why get away from correct descriptions just in order to pacify an element of society that disdains organized religion? Yes, the religion of Christ is organized, whether anybody wants to accept it or not. In the Old Testament, the house of the Lord, the kingdom was foretold. In Daniel 2 and verse 44, "And in the days of those kings the God of heaven shall set up a kingdom." Isaiah said that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains. There were many signs were prophesied that would announce the coming of the kingdom, such as the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the apostles, and Acts chapter 2 tells us the fulfillment of those things. Peter preached that all the prophets had foretold these days. John the Baptizer announced its coming, as did Jesus and his apostles and the 70 that were sent forth. The Church of Christ is that church that had its beginning on the first Pentecost after the death and burial and resurrection and ascension of Christ. Peter said that was the time of the beginning, Acts 11 and verse 15. It was on that day for the first time that people were added to the church. The Church of Christ is not of recent origin. The Church of Christ did not grow out of the 18th and 19th century. The Church of Christ is not an offspring out of some kind of denomination. The church came from the Lord and had its beginning on the day of Pentecost. The church had a mission. It has a government. It has a manner of worship and terms of entrance and a pattern of life to be lived by its members. And all these things are governed and regulated by the Scripture. The church has no human creed or discipline or catechism or manual or confessional or prayer book or conference. It's not guided by some council. It's not Protestant, even though it protests all evil. It's not Catholic, although it is and was universal in nature. It's not Jewish, although many Jews were members of it, and it does compose spiritual Israel. It is unique and distinctive. It is the Church of Christ. The Church of Christ is not some invisible or vague sort of thing, as we are sometimes taught by denominationalists. It is made up of individual members that form the whole body. Paul said, "Ye are the body of Christ and members in particular," 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 27. Paul was talking about people, but a very distinct people. He was talking about people who had heard the gospel and believed it and obeyed it in repentance, confession of their faith, and baptism into Christ. The church is composed of people who have been baptized just as the Holy Spirit directed. One person is not the church, but he's a member of the church. Peter shows that the church is a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, 1 Peter 2 and verse 5. And this house is made up of living or lively stones. He further says it is a royal priesthood, a holy nation and a peculiar people. We learn that the church is the saved. The saved were added to the church, Acts 2:47. Christ is the Savior of the church, Ephesians 5:23. Now, while Christ came to this earth to offer salvation to all, not all will benefit from His sacrifice because all will not come to Him. But those that come to Him are the saved, and they will be saved at the judgment. And He is the Savior of those who do come to Him, not those who refuse to come to Him. And someday those in the church, which is His kingdom, shall be delivered up to the Father when Christ comes again, 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 24. And those not in that kingdom, the church, will not be so delivered. The church is not a creation and invention of the minds of men, but from God, Ephesians 3 and verse 10. Its very existence is a demonstration of the wisdom of God in saving man. The church is not an afterthought. It's not a substitute measure erected by Christ after He decided not to establish His kingdom as the false premillennial theory teaches. It is rather the temple of the Lord, Ephesians 2 and verse 21. The church is what the Bible shows it to be. The church is not what men have done to it and done with it. One may call himself the President of the United States, but calling himself that does not mean that he is. If he is, he is rightly called the President of the United States. And a church is not the Church of Christ just because it might call itself a Church of Christ. It is the Church of Christ if it's like what the Bible defines and describes, and it will call itself by that identification as well as the other identification Scripture allows. Friend, any church not founded in Jerusalem, on Pentecost, by Christ, is not the Church of Christ. A church that digresses from the work and the worship and the mission and the message has no right to be called the Church of Christ. It is no longer of Him when it varies from His way. It's a church that has fallen into apostasy. Someone has defined a member of the church this way: God's man, in God's place, doing God's will, God's way, to God's glory. Well, that about covers it. And when you have a body of such members, then you have a Church of Christ. This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.